All right, welcome to this episode of A Gal and a Gay. This is like Christmas week.
I know. For TV lovers.
Yeah. So this was the week of the TV upfronts. All the big networks announced what shows we will be seeing come this fall.
Yep.
And so we just watched all of the trailers.
We just watched every trailer.
Every trailer.
Every trailer.
And so we are ready for our predictions.
Yeah. So stick around. We're going to discuss the upfronts, as they call them. And, you know, some, we'll see what we think. So, yeah, stick around. It's Gal and Gay. Okay, we have so many shows to talk about, so we're going to break them down by network, obviously, you know, network by network. We're going to start with ABC.
Overall, before we get into it, what do you think of the freshman class of 2014?
I think there are some promising shows. I think there are a lot of that are probably not going to survive.
Right.
But, you know.
I agree, too.
Yeah.
It's shocking to see some of these trailers and how...
How do these shows get made?
How they get made, how they get picked up.
I mean, I just don't understand why some shows make, like, why some shows get picked up and then shows get denied or, you know.
Right.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah. I mean, and promising. There are some things I think I'm really going to like. And so.
And then it comes down to actually how much time in your TV schedule can you fit new ones in?
Well, that's what I'm thinking of, because I'm like, there are a few of them that I'd really like to watch. But I'm like, oh my God, when am I going to get to this? Like, there are already so many shows that I watch and I love. So, yeah, I know. It's going to.
Yeah.
Somehow I'll have to figure out how to fit them all in, I'm sure.
You always figure out a way. You always figure out a way.
It'll be no problem.
Right. So anyway, okay, let's get started. ABC, we did this in the order that they had the trailers on EW.com, the TV upfronts. The first one up.
Oh, we didn't say we're Kitty and Mick, by the way.
Oh,
sure, you guys know that.
And this is episode 31.
Yeah,
31. Episode 31.
We were just so excited to talk about the TV show.
I know.
We didn't properly introduce ourselves.
Yeah, this is our entire this podcast will be all about the TV upfronts for the week in pop culture and Game of Thrones. Obviously, those will be separate. But this is just TV upfronts.
Yeah, this is just TV upfronts because there's just so much to talk about. We decided to do it. You know, a whole podcast about it. Anyway, okay, back to ABC.
Okay, back to ABC.
First film we watched was Black-ish, starring Anthony Anderson, Lawrence Fishburne, and that one actress, she's familiar to me, I don't know her name, curly-haired woman.
Yeah, she's really good, though. So this is a comedy on ABC. It's going to air in the post-Modern Family slot. So...
Oh, ABC's, so right after Modern Family.
So when Modern Family started, it was paired with our favorite comedy, Happy Endings.
I know.
And so they've been trying to figure out a way, trying to find a perfect fit for a sitcom. I'm so happy they finally canceled The Neighbors.
I know.
I know there are some people that really liked it. I'm sorry.
I didn't.
No. But anyway, so I think this is more of a perfect fit with Modern Family. You, obviously, not a big fan of Anthony
Anderson. And I said it off the bat, I'm not a big fan of Anthony Anderson because I think he's just a little too much sometimes. But watching this trailer, it looks pretty funny. I was surprised at how funny the trailer was. So I think I will give it a shot. I think at least, you know, once or twice, especially since it's going to be after Modern Family, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
And what I also like about it is Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, and for whatever reason, Anthony Anderson is very popular.
Oh, he is.
He's very popular.
He definitely is.
You know?
And it seems like this is a toned-down version.
Exactly, and I think that's why I might be able to tolerate it maybe a little bit more. Tolerate it, so.
And so his wife on the show is Tracy Ellis Ross.
And what's she been in?
She has been in... She was in Girlfriends. It was a TV series.
That's probably where I know her. That is where I know her.
That does sound like something you would watch.
So. Before I had cable, I used to watch a lot of syndicated television, and that was one of the shows I used to watch.
There we have it. So anyway, that was probably it. She's been on CSI, things like that, as a bit player. But anyway, And the kids look funny.
The kids look really funny, yeah.
Seriously, that is really, if you can,
funny kids, or if you just get a good
key to
ensemble, that can help a lot for a series, I think. So, yeah, I mean, I will watch it. I don't know if I'm going to watch it religiously, but I will definitely give it a few, I will watch it when it starts and give it a chance. And see what I like.
Well, and I think what really is going to help it is that it is in the post-Modern Family slot.
Yeah.
I really don't watch a lot of live TV anymore.
Oh, no, I don't either, yeah.
DVD, but, you know, it's kind of those things with, like, New Girl Mindy Project. I'm so glad I watch both of them because sometimes the DVR doesn't record, right? And so I can watch the last few seconds in the next. So,
exactly.
So anyway, I think it looks like it could definitely
give it a shot. Right.
I feel like ABC finally has a hit, another hit comedy that it can actually pair with Modern Family, and it looks funny.
Yeah.
It does look really funny.
Another one that looks pretty funny, actually, is Cristela.
I did a little research.
A little research, did you?
On her.
I don't. Yeah, whoever she is, she looks really funny. I mean, the trailer made me laugh out loud a few times, so.
She was on, have you ever heard of the show Mind of Mancia?
Oh,
Comedy Central? She was on that. She's a writer and an actress.
Okay.
Basically, the only thing that I really recognize her from was Mind of Mancia, which was pretty funny. She's been in some other things. But again, I think this one has some potential.
It does too. I mean, it looks, I don't know if I'm going to love it, but I mean, I don't know. Like I said, she seems really funny and I think I will watch it for her because she looks really funny in it. And it looks like a cute little show. So I'll definitely give that a chance.
And it's funny because I was just looking through to see where it was going to be placed. And when I was watching, I thought, gosh, this kind of looks similar to the Tim Allen Last Man Standing, the way it's shot, it's multi-camera, studio audience kind of comedy, and
it's on Friday,
right after Tim. Yep. So it looks like again it would be a good pair with Tim Allen's show. And we were kind of mentioning that ABC kind of seems to be the network this year of minority TV shows.
Which is great. I mean, they have the African Americans. This is the Latino family. This series is based on Cristela. And then they have a series coming up, too, called Fresh Off the Boat that focuses on a Chinese family, you know. So, yeah, I like that, too. I do like that a lot. So,
yeah,
they're really diversifying, you know, out there. So, yeah.
Again, this one, we marked down after we watched all these what shows we'd actually watch. Like, we broke it down on my page anyway, what I'll actually watch, what I think will stick around, and what I think will be canceled. And there's a couple that I think could be canceled even before they air because they look so bad.
They look so bad.
This is one, Cristela is probably one that I will not watch.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to fit that target audience.
I could see that lasting for a little bit. Maybe a season. Maybe more. But, I could see that. You know, I don't think that's going to go away right away. I think there will be an audience for it. You know?
I agree.
Especially on Friday nights, I could see that. And So.
Yeah. Okay, the next one, Selfie, which even before we saw the trailer, we knew that ABC was going to pick up this pilot.
Yes.
I told you out of the gate, I don't think this is going to work.
Mm-mm.
And I did go into watching the trailer with an open mind.
I did too. I thought, well, you know, it sounds like a dumb.
And it started off awful.
Awful.
I will say that the trailer got a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know. And there are going to be many shows where I'm going to talk about this. I don't see where the show goes after the initial whatever premise it's about. Selfie, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, this kind of seems like a girl, you know, a narcissistic girl who finally figures out that she needs to grow up and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a, and I love Kumar. I can't remember.
I do, Kalpin. No, not Kalpin. What is his name? Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what his name is.
I'll look it up.
Is it Cho, maybe?
John Cho.
John Cho, that's right. John Cho.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a...
I don't think it's going to last
I think it's
going to
get cut pretty...
Yeah,
early.
Because it doesn't look... I have no interest. I thought it looked really bad.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's not the worst-looking trailer.
Not on ABC.
No. I will say, though, I'm going to look right here. ABC has the most shows that I said I would watch.
Let me look at my notes here.
Yep.
Yeah, I think ABC probably. Oh, no, Fox has a... ABC has the most shows.
Apparently we are the women demographic. Because a lot of these are women. I mean...
Well...
A lot of them are focused around that target.
That is
demo.
True. That is
and that's
true.
What they're going for. I mean, look at some of the shows that they have. Nashville, I watched that. You know, I mean, ABC is kind of the last place network, but still they have some
Which is surprising to me because I feel like ABC has some of the best shows out there.
I feel like the only reason ABC's done so well is because they have The Voice and Blacklist.
Yeah.
And they have football.
And they have football. Exactly.
So I think that's the only reason that's keeping NBC.
Because I think most of the shows I watch are on ABC, I think.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I can't. Yeah. I'm trying to run it through my mind right now. I don't know.
Anyway, so we don't think Selfie's going
to. I don't think it's going to. No. I could see that getting axed pretty quickly.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one, let's move on to, and again, we're doing this just in order of where they have the, trailers.
Yeah, the way we watched them in the trailers.
Fresh off the boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This looks really funny. I mean, we both laughed out loud several times during the trailer. So, again, it's about a Chinese family who moves to Orlando, opens up a steak restaurant. It looks really funny. And I think it's set in the 90s, so like the early 90s. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it looks really funny. Although the name... I don't know. I thought saying fresh off the boat was an offensive term, but...
Right. But the thing is, they're not technically fresh off the boat because it's the family is moving from D.C.
To Orlando.
I don't really get why.
Although
it's
I think his parent, their parent, the parents are immigrants.
Yeah, but
The children, I don't know.
I think it could have been called something else.
I think it could have been called something. I agree.
I like that they're going down there to start a country cowboy restaurant or whatever. I think it has a lot of potential.
I think it is too.
And I can't find where it's supposed to air. I think maybe it said Tuesdays from what I remember. But there were quite a few funny moments
in the
trailer.
Yeah.
So.
I think I will definitely give this one a shot, too.
And the little kid was really funny. Mm-hmm. Again, I go back to, it's hard to cast, especially with little kids. But I think ABC's done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Of casting.
Yeah,
the
really,
youngins.
Really good, like, really funny children. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, so, yeah, I think I'm going to give that one definitely a shot.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, what else do we have?
American Crime. It's Felicity Huffman and...
Which I do love her.
That looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's their... I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. It looks like...
It's so depressing.
That's the thing.
Many of these shows that I'm just like, sorry, guys.
I'm sure it's good, but I don't know if I want to invest the time in the show, only because I don't want to have to... I don't know. It's just not one of those shows where I'm like...
Oh. And there are a lot of these shows. It's like, the premise is a dead child.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, it's very much a theme next season, apparently.
Yeah.
I know. So, I think it looks good, and maybe I'll give it a shot, but I'm not jumping to watch it.
Mm-mm.
Even though Felicity Huffman's in it, and Timothy Hutton, I think that he's in it, too. So, I mean, great people. And it's being created or produced by the guy who did 12 Years a Slave, I think. So, I mean, I imagine it's probably going to be a good show. I just, again, it's just, it does seem very heavy, and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I just don't want to have to, like, I don't know.
Right. Then you have to find a show, depending on when you watch it, to balance it out.
Yeah. You know, it just seems very heavy and, like, you're going to have to pay attention every week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I just want to watch a show.
I just want to watch it, right.
Yeah, where I don't have to, like, be intensely paying attention the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that one, I didn't. I don't know if it's going to last. I'm definitely not that audience that they're going for there.
Mm-mm.
So that's not one I'm going too set to record.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I don't... Yeah, I might pick that off on an off season or maybe, you know, sometime when I...
Well, and it kind of seems like it's kind of in the... In the line, in line with like True Detective, where it's like one of these shows where it's like it should only be 10 episodes long. Mm-hmm. There has to be some kind of hook, but again, it's like it's another crime drama. Mm-hmm. Like I know it works for CBS, I know ABC needs something, but it's like I don't know.
And I mean, I don't, I like crime dramas, but it just, you know. I don't know. It just has.
But it's not one that I'm going to. Oh my gosh, I've got to watch this. I've got to, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch
it just. Live. It didn't jump out at me. So.
Yeah. One that I'm kind of on the. I think I will watch this. This is one I put a star next to that I think I probably will record. The Whispers.
Yeah, The Whispers. I think I want to watch that. Yeah.
And
I
of course, it has our girl from American Horror Story.
Lily Rabe.
Rabe.
I'm not how you said it in her last name, but yeah. And the hot British guy from Revenge is in it, too.
Oh, he is hot.
His name is Barry, I think. Barry something. Yeah. I follow him on Twitter. Anyway.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
He plays Aiden on Revenge. I like this only because I, you know, obviously I like things with a supernatural element in it. And,
I do too. I really do.
Yeah, and this one seems pretty interesting. And I just love Lily Rabe. So I am going to give this one a shot, absolutely. It looked intriguing to me. So
Barry Sloane.
Barry Sloane, that's his name. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good. But again, it's one of those things. Is this an event? Is it an event series?
I know.
Like,
it feels a little bit like it could be.
Out what, and I'm pretty sure it has something to do with aliens.
I think it's aliens, yeah.
Where do you go from there?
That's true. Where do you go from there? Yeah, that's true. So,
but who knows?
I don't know.
But I am willing to give this one a shot.
I am
going to
give this one a shot. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a shot. Yeah.
And then the next one.
Manhattan Love Story. All I wrote down was cute.
You liked it. I did not.
I didn't love it. I thought it was cute. Am I going to watch it? Probably not. Let me see. Let me, because I don't remember which one
it
is.
It's like, the guy, Jake McDormand.
Oh, this is the one. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, these two.
And it has Anna Lee Tipton. You know, it's like, oh, good, we get it here. It's like a sort of a rom-com kind of thing. It's like, oh, he's looking at her boobs.
Yeah.
She knows he's looking at her boobs. And it's like, she's quirky, you know, that just might work. It's like, I don't know. I just don't, I don't know if it's going to work. Again,
no.
I'm definitely not.
I don't think it's going to last. No.
Yeah.
I don't feel it. It looks cute. I'll probably watch one episode, honestly.
Right. But then, when you only watch one episode, you have to wonder, the pilots are really never really the
That's true. That's what, I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it a shot. If I like the pilot, I don't know.
The inner monologues sort of bug me a bit. You know, and it's like, it seems like both of them have inner
both
monologues.
Both of them, yeah.
So it's like, okay. You have to kind of get used to that.
Mm-hmm. I'll give it a shot. But, like, you know, I'll give it a shot.
Right.
I think it looks cute. You know, so. Oh, God. Our next one is...
Oh, God.
It looks so bad.
Oh, God.
Gallivant.
I feel that this one should be canceled even before
immediately.
It's
a musical comedy fairy tale. And I remember reading something about this a while back and thinking, really? A musical? And it looks just as bad as you would think.
Joshua Sassy.
Yeah. Whew.
Wow.
He is super hot. What has he been in?
Nothing really.
Nothing we recognize?
No.
Well, he's super hot, whoever he is. And, but it looks... And here's the thing. I love musicals. I love comedies. I love fairy tales. But this does not look good at all.
No. It really, really
doesn't. I just don't know if a musical works in a series, you know...
Especially in a fantasy series.
In a fantasy series.
I mean, if you're going after the Robin Hood Men in Tights thing...
Uh-huh.
Okay, but...
Does it work as a weekly series, though? I don't know.
Well, the thing is, it starts out like it's going to be just your regular fantasy kind of thing. And, And then, of course, it's now a musical. Where the bad guy breaks into song.
I think even without the musical stuff, I would probably wouldn't watch it. But the musical stuff just makes me not want to watch it more. Which is, I don't know. And again, I like musical, but I can't. This looks really bad. Really bad. And I don't think it's going to last.
No.
Like, at all.
I don't think so either. Again, I think it should be canceled even before it gets on air.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to... Yeah. Absolutely. Again, like, what? How do these shows get made is my question. How?
I don't know. And people are always asking that.
I know.
Okay, let's move on to Forever. That was when we had to go back to. Okay,
Forever.
Where it's kind of like another Sherlock Holmes, but the twist, he's dead.
He dies.
Or he dies. And
it comes back to life.
I love the one of the lines they use throughout the trailer. He's dying to find the truth. And it's just like, oh, God. Ugh. It's I don't know.
I
like him.
I like him, yeah. I like that guy. And
I was been looking to find his name. He's in Nip Tuck. He was in Fantastic.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff. I'm trying to remember.
I can't. It's funny because I did an IMDb on the show and nothing's coming up.
I know, exactly.
So it might actually be canceled already.
I want to know why he can die.
Ian Gruffudd?
And Ian Gruffudd, yeah. What does he do?
Yeah.
Fantastic Four, that's what he's in. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't even show up on his eye. Oh, yeah, it is right there.
Okay.
Forever TV show. And, but, yeah, one of his friends knows his secret, you know? It's like Judd Hirsch.
So, has he been alive forever? Is that why it's called Forever?
I guess, yeah, 200-year-old man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he works in the New York City morgue.
I don't remember them saying that in the trailer. Trying to unlock
the curse of his mortality.
Yeah. No. Anyway. Maybe I am. I think maybe I'll give it a shot when I have nothing else to watch. Yeah. I always have something to watch.
You always have something to watch. But I
don't think it's going to last very long. I don't see.
No.
No. I don't think that. I don't see that. I don't see that one.
No.
Lasting.
And here's one that I'll watch just for Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, I know.
It's called Secrets and
Secrets
Lies.
Secrets and Lies. This does another show revolving around the murder of a child.
I know.
On ABC.
I don't get it. What? How did all of a sudden people think that this was...
I will watch this one. I will definitely give it a chance and see if it's any good, because Ryan Phillippe, he's looking real good.
Yeah, he is.
And Juliette Lewis is in this one, too.
It's one of eight.
Apparently, she's just all over TV next season.
Yeah, she is in so much stuff.
So many things. So, yeah, it looks really good. So, yeah, apparently it revolved around Ryan Phillippe. He finds a kid dead in the woods, and, you know, they're trying to find the killer, and people think he did it, and how that's impacting their lives, and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, it looks pretty good. It's a thriller, and Ryan Phillippe is shirtless in at least one scene. So, really, that's all you need.
That's all you need to know.
It's really all you need to know.
Not one that I thought, I just put that, again, another child murder, Juliette Lewis, Ryan Phillippe, great actors.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see where it fits into the scheme of things.
Yeah, that's true.
I
can see this one maybe at least when it first starts picking up some people, just I think given the people who are in it, maybe, you know? But we'll see. So, I will watch it.
Well, the one I definitely will watch.
Oh, I will definitely watch this, too.
Oh my gosh, How to Get Away with Murder.
This looks so good. That trailer really sold me on this show with Viola Davis, who's amazing. I would just watch it for her, honestly, so...
Yeah. You know, it's like another Shonda Rhimes Thursday lineup kind of thing, but
it looks really good.
This one has legs.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
And Wired has, you know, the article I was looking at through Wired, the fall TV series in order of how fast they'll be canceled.
Yeah, that's what we canceled.
Okay, so How fast to be canceled? You know, they have some 9 episodes, 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Expected number of episodes for this, 175.
Yeah, exactly. So
right. So it's one, I mean, Wire believes this is going to be one of the best new dramas.
And I think ABC is banking on that too.
Mm-hmm.
And
especially,
it looks,
right, they're putting it Thursdays at 10.
Yeah.
That's
big.
That's really big.
That's a big time slot. Yeah.
And also another thing that excites me about the cast is it's a majority.
Yeah.
Minority.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It is. Yeah.
Kind of weird, but... And that's kind of exciting, too.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. I love that. The diversity of the cast that we're seeing.
I agree. I like that a lot. I feel like ABC is really the only...
Yeah,
you know,
it really is.
Who
the rest
really
of them are pretty
that.
Lily white, except for there are a couple.
Yeah.
But this looks fantastic.
This looks really good. So, yeah, I will definitely watch this. I will DVR this. And, I think I'm going
to
like it.
The only thing I will say of this trailer I didn't like, I liked it all the way up to the end where we saw her class apparently trying to get away with something.
Yeah, I know. I didn't like that. I was like, what?
Maybe it's a class project?
I hope so, because I think that's probably what it is. Because I'm like, they're supposed to be lawyers, and they're actually they're burning a bot.
And it kind of reminds me of the... Only terrible storyline in Friday Night Lights.
Oh, I know! I agree. That was a terrible... I would agree. Great show.
It reminded me of...
That storyline was awful.
It was awful.
Just awful.
So I'm like...
yeah, that's true. Right. Yeah, but you're right. Maybe they have to... Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah, maybe it is like a class exercise.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No.
I'm hoping. Because that would be
too.
A great class
exercise. I agree.
So that was the only one that really, that only part
yeah,
of that trailer
true.
That
That's
jumps
true.
Out of me. All right, let's move on to CBS.
Yeah.
First trailer we watched, Stalker.
Stalker with Dylan McDermott. And, is what I said too.
I will say that I like Maggie Q, who plays the lead, Dylan McDermott, obviously hot.
Super hot.
And, you know, he has a secret as well, and, you know, she apparently was stalked as well, and she now stalks stalkers and whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's CBS. It might work.
Yeah, it might work. That's true. Mm. Sometimes these things, for whatever reason, CBS audience, very much into stuff like this, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might. I probably won't watch it. I'll be honest, I probably won't watch it. I mean, it looked okay, but,
It's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing. There's really nothing that really, like, made it stand out.
Yeah.
Except the premise of stalker versus stalker stalking a stalker.
Yeah. It really didn't enthrall me. It really, really grabbed me. So, yeah. I will probably forget about it.
Right.
So,
and I think it's going to get lost.
Yes. I think exactly. I think it's going to get lost on CBS. So, one that did look interesting to me, I still don't know if I'm going to watch it, but it's called Scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
And I did think that looked pretty interesting, but I felt like the trailer gave too much away.
Everything.
It was like a mini episode, you know, like beginning to end. Right. So.
There are a few of these where I'm like, I think I just saw the whole season.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
This one was like, for me, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah.
But it might find an audience. I feel like it's a little too much of a younger demographic that CBS
it
is going for that doesn't fit with their regular viewers.
It feels
because my
like,
parents watch
yeah,
CBS.
Exactly. So
and I watch Big Bang, things like that, but for a drama on CBS to be focused more around something about, I don't even know, it's like,
they're like geniuses,
genius
and they're being asked to help save some airplanes. I don't know.
Something related security.
It looked interesting. But do you remember that show they had that was it called Numbers or something like that? It's a little bit like that. So, I don't know.
And Numbers did last a few years. So.
It did last a few years. You know, Wired thinks that it's going to last at least a season. So, and that's on Mondays at 8 o'clock, so.
Okay.
You know, so.
If that's your
thing. See, Numbers lasted 6 seasons.
Yeah.
So. I won't watch it.
Yeah, but, again, you know, it's not on my, it's not on my.
Piqued my interest, but I won't watch
DVR, it. DVR list I have. Mm-hmm. Next one, again. Madam Secretary. With starring Tia Leone. She is back.
She is back.
And she is playing the exact same character that she's always played, because she only has one way of
doing. She is kind of the same in everything.
She has only one way to deliver lines. She has a dry sense of humor, and she's, I don't know, I...
I'm not into this, it, honestly.
I will say that this probably will work for CBS.
It will, and why do you think it's going to last at least a few seasons? 2 or 3 seasons, probably.
Yeah,
so.
Just because I don't think the viewers are that smart.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, oh, it looks like another CBS drama.
Yeah, I just...
Another political drama.
Yeah, another political drama.
Where she is pulled in to be...
Mm-hmm.
She's pulled in to be the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
And she just wants to be a rancher.
A mom.
She wants to... And that kid kind of irritated me a little bit in the trailer.
Yeah. I won't watch it. I know I won't. I feel like I'd probably be bored with it, honestly.
Yeah.
So,
The thing is weird that it's going to air on Sundays after The Good Wife, which... I think I'm going to put that on my list.
I need to watch that. I hear
good
things about it, too. I know. I need to put that on my list.
Yeah.
The fact that they're putting it after Good Wife.
Yeah.
On Sunday night. I mean, I think that shows that they
have...
The
only problem with CBS on Sunday nights, and I heard some... I was listening to EW on Sirius, and they were saying that CBS has actually moved The Amazing Race to Fridays. And they're like, thank God, because of football on CBS, you set to record, you know, The Good Wife, and you get maybe 10 minutes of the episode because football runs over.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with CBS Sunday nights.
Yeah. No.
So, but anyway, they're you know, it's going to be a heavily female.
I mean, the fact that they're put, I think CBS obviously has some, faith in this in this series.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Now we're going to go on to the last show on CBS.
The McCarthy.
Yeah. And this is the only one where I thought, I'm going to DVR this.
Really?
Yeah. Come on. It has Laurie Metcalf in it.
Yeah. I think Sheila, that's the reason I'm going to try and give it a shot.
And I like the son.
Yeah, the family.
The family works.
The family looks like they're really funny. It looks like a funny show. I mean, we laughed in the trailer, so that's a good sign. So I'll give it a shot. I typically don't like these sort of, a lot of the comedies on CBS. Not a lot of them. Not all of them, but, you know, some of them.
Right.
I feel a little too... I don't know. There's something about them sometimes, especially with the laugh track and stuff.
Oh, right.
You know?
And hello. It has Joey McIntyre. Come on. That's awesome.
The one who plays their sister, too, she was in something, and I don't know what she was on, but she looks familiar to me.
I'm looking through it right now on IMDb, and it is all out of place. It's Keelan. It's spelled like Helen, but with a K. Coleman. And she is really funny. She has been in Men at Work, Super Fun Night, The Originals. That's probably where you saw her.
No, I don't watch The Originals.
Well, actually, it's a College Humor original.
Oh, Mindy Project.
She's
on the Mindy Project.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably where I've seen
her. Newsroom.
Oh, okay.
She's been... All right. She's been a lot. Oh, Heart of Dixie.
Oh, that's
where you've seen her.
That's probably...
From. Anyway,
that's probably
I like her. I do... You just killed a cat.
I'm sorry, Sophie.
Wow. I'm glad we got that on record. Jeez.
I moved the chair in it.
She's missing a leg.
It pinched her tail. I'm sorry, Sophie.
Oh, great. Now her tail's going to fall off tonight. Oh, God.
Well, these damn cats are just...
Cats, no. Not cats. There are two and a dog. And they'll act like there's some...
But they're everywhere.
They're not everywhere. Well, maybe you shouldn't pet them. Like I've told you not to. Anyway, let's focus.
I'm sorry, Sophie.
Wow.
I feel so bad.
God. Oh, my God.
All right. Can we do one podcast without the damn cat thing? Okay.
Well, maybe we can have a podcast at your place.
And with fancy equipment like you.
Oh, right. Okay, so let's get back to McCarthy's. I like it. I like what I've seen.
I like it.
Tyler Ritter, that's the guy's name. He's John Ritter's son, one of his sons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He is going to... I think it looks funny.
I think it looks funny, too. So I'm going to give
it a shot. I do think the gay stuff's a little stereotypical, which kind of bothers me. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think it has a little bit of promise. I think that it definitely will fit in well with, like, let's say, Two Broke Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Big Bang. And yeah, I think it's going to air after Big Bang on Thursdays. So, anyway, that's the only CBS show that I have down that I'm actually going to
watch. Yeah, I think I might actually give that one a shot, too. So,
yeah,
that's the one guy.
Okay, let's move on to NBC. First one we saw, State of Affairs, with Katherine Heigl and Alfre Woodard.
Yeah.
I love Alfre Woodard.
I love Alfre Woodard. I do, too. Mm-hmm. Katherine Heigl?
She's okay in this.
She does look okay in this.
Yeah.
Which is surprising. And honestly, this looks a lot better than I thought it was going to look.
Well,
you know.
And I like her more in a drama than
I agree.
In a comedy.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it looks good. I have it down actually as a maybe.
I have it as a maybe also.
But again, I still feel like... I feel like I've watched the whole season.
Yeah.
Like, there was so much packed in that
Exactly,
that
in that trailer. So...
And it was a long trailer.
It was a really long trailer. Yeah. Very long trailer. But it does look good. And, I'll give it a shot. I'm trying to look at this. Where is it going to be? It's going to be Mondays at 9. So this is what's going to replace
Blacklist. Yeah.
So...
Mm-hmm.
And that's after The Voice on Mondays. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, and even the Wired things is probably going to last for a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and again, it'll have that post-voice time slot, so that'll help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Christ, Revolution was on for
too long. Exactly.
So, and I think this has... I think this will be a good fit for NBC.
I think so, too. Yeah.
I feel like it's only going to be one of the only hits... we're going to see from the new class of NBC shows.
Mm-hmm,
I guess we can move on to Constantine. It's going to be Fridays paired with Grimm. It looks okay.
I liked the trailer. I think
I'll
try and watch it.
Of course you do. It's a Supernatural ripoff. Of course you do. You are that target audience. I don't know.
And the guy who plays Constantine's kind of hot. So
he is, but...
I liked it. So I'll give it a chance. I don't think it's going to last very long. I don't know.
No.
Although, I mean, there are a lot of... I mean, based on the comic, a lot of people are really into that, so... But I've also read a lot of things people who are fans of the comics are not too...
happy about it?
They're not really looking forward to the series. Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah.
They're never happy.
They're never happy. Yeah. So, again, I don't know. It's going to be Friday nights after Grimm.
Hmm? Oh, it's a perfect time for
it. Yeah, perfect time for it. I mean... Grimm's pretty popular, so maybe that audience will enjoy something like this.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great fit. And
yeah.
I think Dracula used to be paired with
Dracula.
So
Dracula was terrible.
Yeah.
I'll give Constantine a chance. I will.
Okay.
Yeah. Go and we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So
yeah, you let me know how that goes, because I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one. From A to Z. A guy's guy. A girl's girl. I mean,
even the two
I love Katie Sagal. She's
I love
voicing
Katie
the trailer.
I know.
It's like, this looks
But
awful.
Even the two leads in it are so, like, to me, you know? Like,
Right.
I know that guy's been in stuff before. The girl was on How I Met Your Mother.
And I like her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is the vehicle to make her a TV star.
It looks to me. So yeah. I won't even watch it, I don't think. So
yeah.
Just because it really didn't interest me. Bad Judge. This is a new Kate Walsh film show. Yeah. Bad Judge.
And it's produced by Will Ferrell and Adam McKay.
I know, which is surprising. I didn't know that, but it really didn't look funny to me at all.
Me either.
Like, there was nothing about it that it made me want to watch it.
No.
Nope. And I think I'll skip it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I like her.
I like her, too. Yeah, this just is not.
No.
I don't know.
Mm-mm. No.
I don't think it's going to. I don't know if it's going to do well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One
thing I will watch, definitely, and I hope that I will like it, Marry Me.
Yeah.
Casey Wilson from Happy Endings, and this is from the creator of Happy Endings, so this looks really funny to me. The trailer looked really funny, and I just love her so much, so.
Yeah, Casey Wilson.
Just the fact that it has ties to Happy Endings, I'm definitely going to give it a shot, and I have high hopes for it, so.
I do too, obviously. I loved it in the trailer mentioned from the creators of Happy Endings. Mm-hmm. I love that. I mean, it's basically her character from Happy Endings, Penny.
Yes.
Living out her,
Exactly. Fantasies. That's exactly what I think what it is.
But it's just like, again, this is a premise, though. I don't want to knock it too much because I'm going to watch it, and I really want something from the Happy Endings era kind of comedy to work. Thing is, it's like, the premise is Marry Me and all these, you know, these botched proposals.
Yeah.
I mean, how long can that go on?
That's true.
And what happens when they get married?
Yeah, yeah. Well.
You know. But, you know, obviously it is on my list. It is. The one, besides State of Affairs, which I'm going to give a try, this is the only other show on NBC this fall that I put that I'm actually going to record.
Yeah.
And State of Affairs and Married.
There's at least three. I mean, Constantine, State of Affairs, Married. Oh, are the three I'm gonna watch, probably.
Another one, the last one for NBC, is The Mysteries of Laura.
With Deborah Messing.
And I really like Deborah
Messing. I
liked
her too, and the trailer wasn't bad.
No, not at all.
I'm kind of torn on this. I kind of want to watch this, but then I'm like, and also at the same time, so...
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a couple tries. Like, maybe I'll watch it when it first starts. Maybe the first couple episodes, and we'll see. So.
Yeah. And the thing that sucks, we don't want to get into this right now, because we have to wait to the podcast, but you're watching Veronica Mars.
Oh, yes. Anyway, oh, my God.
So,
yeah.
Her dad is a bad guy, and he's done after episode one.
What?
So, anyway, so I don't know. I mean, I hope it works.
I'm glad they're giving Deborah Messing more to do. I mean, I'm glad she's getting more work because I do like her. So, we'll see.
Unfortunately, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, so let's move on now to Fox.
Let's go to Fox.
Our first one, you've never watched Breaking Bad.
No.
But, Walter White's wife, Anna Gunn, is in this. It's called Grace Point.
Grace Point.
Again, I feel like it's another crime drama that...
Yeah, this is another one that kid dies, right?
Yeah. Another kid dies.
I thought the trailer looked pretty good. I might give it a shot. Maybe. I just don't know. You know. I think maybe I'll steal that one for a little bit. Just because I feel like it's another, I don't know if I want to pick up a series like this.
Right. You still need to watch Breaking Bad.
Exactly. Like
other things you need to watch that are so much better than some show that's going to get canceled.
I don't know.
So.
I liked it. Maybe. It's a maybe for me. Maybe.
On my little roster here is Empire, starring Terrence Howard. That's a maybe. It looks good.
It looks impressive.
Right.
And there's a lot of really big names involved in this. Terrence Howard, Lee Butler's creating it, and Brian Grazer's producing it. Like, there's all these huge names in it, involved with it. So,
right.
It's promising. I don't know if I'll watch it, honestly. It's not something I think I'm going to be interested in. on a weekly basis. Right. But
I like the premise that he has his two sons. Yeah. Actually, I guess he has three sons, but only two that he says would possibly be running the business after him. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the sons is gay, and of course, that obviously they think that's going to, you know, he's not going to make the cut because of that. But I think I might change that one to going to watch, maybe.
Yeah.
But you know what I also thought when watching it? It's like, I feel like it's the equivalent to Nashville.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I think you know, you're right.
There's
going to
be music
like
by Timberland. Right.
Equivalent to Nashville. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I like Terrence Howard. Mm-hmm. I like the cast looks great.
It does, I think.
I do love hip-hop. I do. I really do. So.
I don't really like hip-hop.
Yeah.
So
right.
That's probably part of the reason. But, I mean, it does look like a fantastic show. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think that's probably going to do well.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yep. Another one that I have is maybe. And when I'm saying maybe, it means I'm going to record it and see what happens.
Yes.
Wayward Pines. It kind of looks like a spin on Twin Peaks.
That's what I was thinking, like a Twin Peaks kind of thing.
And I love Twin Peaks.
What does concern me is that it's produced by M. Night Shyamalan, or it's created by him.
Oh, I love it.
I hate him. I hate his movies.
You hate all
the
his movies?
The only one I liked is Sixth Sense. It's the only one I liked.
Really?
Yeah. That's the only one.
Hmm. Did you watch it? The Village?
Hated it.
It wasn't my favorite.
I didn't like The Happening. I didn't.
Oh,
like,
I hated The Happening. I almost walked out of The Happening.
With the aliens in the water, that one. I hated
Signs.
I hated Signs.
Oh, come on. I really
like
Signs.
Like
the only part of that movie, though, that was really scary, and it's still and when I think about it, it still scares me to death, is, and I think it's one of the, not maybe kind of an iconic scene in it, is where, you know, he's looking at, it's at night, it's sort of toward the beginning, and he's looking out, and you can see the barn, you know, and he's looking out, oh, there's, and you can see the shadowy figure, and it's not like, it hits you over the head, it's like, oh, it's dark, and you're like, oh my God, there's something standing on the barn, you know, like, it's one of those scenes where it still has stuck with me.
I didn't like it.
You didn't?
I really didn't like it.
I did like it. I really
I don't
it.
Know.
And the little girl was so cute. And the water around, or it has amoebas in it or whatever. I liked it.
I know. But yeah, I'm routinely disappointed in stuff that he makes. So.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, after The Happening, I thought, okay, dude, you need to take a break.
Really, though. That movie was awful.
So terrible.
Bad.
And had so much potential.
It had so much potential, exactly. Yeah. And it was not good. Yeah. Anyway,
but I do think...
Anyway,
I think
the show looks good.
I think it has potential.
I think, yeah. Matt Dillon's in it, Juliette Lewis here again.
And Terrence Howard. And
Terrence Howard, that's right.
What is going on with these actors?
There's so many people everywhere.
They're everywhere. And it's like, again, is this an event movie?
Yeah, I
wonder. Or an event series?
I wonder.
That kind of seems
was
like...
Was this the one that's going to be the 10... 10, no, that was Grace Point. This is like a 10,
right,
10,
10 episodes.
10 episodes or something.
But then it's like, it's sort of like A Strange Town. It's sort of Truman Show. And it's possibly Jurassic Park. Did you see the end with the
no.
The fence?
Oh, yeah, the fence. Oh, yeah.
That's
right.
All I can think of is Jurassic Park.
You're right. You're right.
I'm like, where are the dinosaurs?
It is a little Truman Show, and with the wall, I don't know.
But, I think I'll
give it up.
It's kind of quirky.
Yeah, it's a little quirky,
like
a little weird, and I do like quirky and weird, so.
Yeah.
I think I'll,
right.
I'll give it a shot. Yeah.
Next one.
Hieroglyph.
Let's go past it.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible. Terrible, terrible.
I don't have anything to say about
terrible,
it. It just looks
so
bad.
Terrible.
Not going to watch it.
not going to watch it.
Nothing about that makes me want to watch that show. At
all.
I don't think that's going to last long at all.
No.
It's,
I don't even want to talk about it anymore because I think it's awful. Okay, but the one I think that has a lot of, that's going to last is Mulaney. Yeah,
this looked really funny.
There are going to be so many comparisons to Seinfeld,
yes,
though.
Yes, that's true.
Which sucks, but it had some really funny moments.
It had
moments.
Some really funny moments, I agree. And there was one really loud moment in that trailer. I'm going to give it a shot, I don't think I would normally give something, but I think this looks really, really funny. So,
and it's going to air Sundays. between like The Simpsons and Family Guy and all that. Okay,
that's gonna be the comedy block, so right. That's good. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I think it's the right target audience for that.
Absolutely,
but it looks funny. He looks great.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
really, really funny.
Really funny. So yeah, I'll give that one a shot for sure.
Okay.
Backstrom. This is Rainn Wilson.
Go for it. This is all you.
I thought the trailer was interesting to me. I might give it a shot. I don't know if I'm going to pick it up right away, but I think eventually down the line, I'll, you know, be like, hey, you know, I'll watch, you know, see what this is about. So I'll give it a shot, I think.
Okay.
Because I like Rainn Wilson.
I do not.
No.
I don't, not, and it sort of seemed like it wasn't necessarily a comedy. Kind.
I don't know if it's straight up comedy, but I think there'll be funny moments. So
yeah,
I'll give it a shot. We'll see.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one that I will give a shot, Gotham.
Gotham. It looks great, and I think that's going to be Fox's next big thing is Gotham. I think.
Yeah.
Just given, I mean, there's been so much buzz about the show already,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that it's Batman.
Right.
Yeah.
It's but you know who good. I don't want to see a lot of?
Who?
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
the
I know.
Kid. I don't want to see him.
I don't.
I know that they're starting. It seems like every Batman related story has to start with a murder of the Waynes.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care about that.
Well, that's how he becomes Batman. Or why he becomes Batman.
I know, but the thing is, the story isn't about him.
That's true. But.
It's about hot ass Ben
McKenzie as Commissioner Gordon. Geez. But.
That makes me happy.
I know. He's super hot.
Yeah. And Jada Pinkett Smith.
She looks great in this. I think she's going to be really good in this show.
I read an article and they're like, because Fish Mooney, that's her character. This is a character that's created just for this series because it's not a character in the comic books. Someone is like, you know, they're talking about how far the series goes, where it goes from here. You know, it's basically it's obviously Jim Gordon's story, but it's also how these villains become, or these people become supervillains.
Yeah.
And they're like, guess what? Because she is the Penguin's boss in this. So he's kind of like her flunky or whatever. But someone's like, well, obviously I know how it ends. What do penguins eat? Fish. I'm like, brilliant.
That's true.
That's real good.
That's true, yeah.
But it doesn't.
I'm excited for this. I think it's gonna be really good, and I think it's gonna do well. So I'm looking forward to that. Ben McKenzie.
Yeah. Oh, I know you're really looking forward to this next one, Utopia.
Oh,
that looks so good.
So bad.
This looks
bad. I don't like reality TV in general.
You were gonna watch Big Brother this summer.
I'm not gonna watch it. I will hate it.
You know there's one of my friends almost made it on Big Brother this coming year.
Oh really? Good for them. I don't want to watch it.
Yes, you are. You're going to watch it. You're going to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it.
You know why you're not going to? You don't want to watch it?
Why?
Why do you think? Because you're going to get hooked.
No.
That's what I said.
No, I don't.
That is exactly what I said.
I don't like reality TV. I don't care about a bunch of people in a house with drama. I don't care about shit like that.
All right.
So I don't like Real World or any of that shit. I don't like it. I never have. I don't want to watch it.
It's so good.
Yeah, it doesn't, no.
I agree. Utopia.
No, I don't even see this lasting at all. Really.
Well, you know which one I don't see lasting?
What?
Last Man on Earth.
Really?
No, I think it was he's the only person on this show.
I think it's going to be funny. Because I think Will Forte
For a trailer, for a skit, it looks funny.
I'll give it a shot. I think it's going to be funny. I'll give it a shot. Will Forte is
funny. Last Man on Earth.
I know.
What does that mean?
Last Man on Earth. But how do we know he's really, truly the last man on
Earth? Well, I was expecting that to come up in this show. But again, the show is called.
I know. But that doesn't mean he...
Last Man on
Earth. He might think he's the last man on Earth. Just saying.
All right, CW.
Nothing.
Well, one show that's not going to last. There are two shows. The one that's not going to last. Jane
the Virgin.
This is your network. So
I didn't even really understand what the hell was happening in the trailer.
Well, she's got inseminated,
virgin, but then she's accidentally inseminated and pregnant. It looks ridiculous.
This is your network.
How does this? I don't even.
This is a network where you.
I want to be in the pitch meeting for this one, and I want to hear what the execs are like. Oh yeah, great, great show. Let's make that one. Like it just seems. Terrible.
Oh, it does.
And I
definitely does.
I don't even know how this got to this far, to this point. So, No.
What about The Flash?
The Flash, I think I'm going to give that one a shot.
Yeah, me too.
The trailer was really good. Right. So
and you already record all the shows on CW, so it's going to be easy for you to work that in to your...
I only watch two shows on the CW. But now I'm going to have to start watching The Arrow because this is like an offshoot of Arrow, so...
The only reason to watch Arrow is
Stephen,
for Mr.
Yeah. Stephen Mel, is that his name? His,
yeah.
In his abs.
Right. Well, Arrow has abs too.
I know.
Like, where do those abs come from? It's like, dude, you're a skinny ass dude.
I know, you're not.
You have abs.
You're not, I know. You're right. Not, you're, you don't have Arrow abs. Sorry, Flash.
Right. You're a skinny little guy.
Yeah.
But it looks good. I will.
But it does look good, so I'll probably give that one a shot. Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely. So.
Okay, yeah. So let's go over your list. What are the shows you're going to watch?
Okay, NBC, I'm going to give State of Affairs a shot. I'm going to watch Constantine, and I'm going to watch Marry Me. Those are the three that I will give a shot. CW, I'll only watch The Flash.
Okay.
Fox, I'm going to give Grace Point and Wayward Pines a shot, both of those.
Okay.
I will definitely watch Mulaney. I'm going to give, and Gotham, obviously, Backstrom, I'll give that one a shot. And Last Man on Earth, I'll give that one a shot, too, because I think those might be good.
You got a lot to fit into your TV schedule.
I know.
Just saying. Gotta think of that. Gotta think of that.
ABC, I'll give Blackish a shot, only because this trailer sold me. Christella, I don't think I'm on the fence about that one. Fresh Off the Boat. There's a lot on ABC. There's a lot that I'm going to give a shot to, but like I'm a little on the fence about, but I'll try them out. I definitely will watch probably The Whispers and Secrets and Lies. The rest of them, some of these I could take or leave, but there are a few I'll give a shot to. And CBS.
I think you missed one.
What did I miss?
Viola Davis.
Oh yeah.
How did you cross it off your list?
Because we talked about it and that. Yeah.
Oh. Well, you also had a star next to it as well.
I know, and I missed it.
Maybe you can read your writing.
I can't read my writing.
I can't either. I don't think the cats can. Or they
story,
should be able to.
Story of my life.
What about CBS?
Anyway, yeah, how to get away with murder is definitely on the top of my list for ABC. CBS, I'll give the McCarthys a try.
Okay.
Everything else, yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, NBC for me, State of Affairs, I will try. Marry Me, I will definitely give a try. CW, The Flash, Fox, Empire, I'm going to give a try. I'm going to try. Wayward Pines, Mulaney, Gotham, ABC, Blackish, The Whispers, and of course, How to Get Away with Murder, CBS, The McCarthys. Okay, which one are you the most excited about?
Marry Me, Gotham, and... How to Get Away with Murder. I think those are the top three that I'm really excited about.
I think ours pretty much match up. How to Get Away with Murder and Gotham are my number ones.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my number... I have a tie for one. That's it.
Yeah.
Those are the two I'm really excited
about.
Yeah,
those are the ones I'm really excited about. So...
So, yeah, I think... I do feel like this coming season, has a little bit more potential than the last season.
I agree.
Did you pick up any new shows last season?
I'm trying to think. Let me think of my DVR list here. I don't think
Not on the broadcast networks. No, I didn't pick up any on the broadcast networks. I picked up Silicon Valley.
No, I didn't watch that, no. I picked up Game of Thrones.
That doesn't necessarily count. That's a new show. You can try, though. Orange is the New Black. But see, some of these, they're not on the broadcast. But
yeah.
What about broadcast shows?
That's what I'm trying to
do. I don't think I...
Resurrection, I like that.
Oh,
I did pick up that one. I liked it. Salem. That one's... I don't love
it. It's a broadcast now. I mean, WGN, right? This is what I'm saying. I feel like those other outlets are getting better shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Than the broadcast network. Who is picking some of these shows?
I have no... That's me. Who is picking some of these shows?
Right.
Who is... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't think I picked up any new shows on broadcast besides Resurrection, and that was a mid-season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but again, I feel like some of these have more potential, and I guess maybe I should be happy that there are only a few on here that I really want to watch.
Yeah.
Because I don't really have a lot of time right now.
Either.
I really don't.
I already watched so many TV shows, right. And there are so many.
But you know, my favorite thing, I love summer because I'm pretty active. Mm-hmm. I like to do things outside, but when it gets so hot outside,
yeah.
You have to stay inside and in the air conditioning.
Yeah,
and watch
TV.
It is my favorite. It's better than when it's so cold, snowy outside, and I'm stuck inside because I have to be inside. I love the summer just for that. I love going to a movie in the summer because it's so hot out and
that's
it's so
true.
Cool inside.
I do like that feeling too.
I do
exactly
too.
What you mean, yeah. I am also the kind of person who likes to stay indoors and watch TV.
I am well aware.
Yeah.
If we didn't have a pool to go to, I would never see
me in the summer.
Right.
Yes, but I love the sunshine. It just, I don't know. I do. I love warm weather. I love the sunlight. I just don't go out there a lot.
All right. I have to go to a bachelor party. This is all you. You are in control. Guys, thanks for listening. Again, let us know what you think of the fall.
Yeah,
shows.
Tell us which shows you're excited about and which ones you think probably are going to be pretty terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Email us, galandagay.
At gmail.com.
Facebook, galandagay. And Twitter, @galandagay. So, comment, email. Share your thoughts.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway, thanks guys for listening. Of course, don't forget our regular podcast will be episode 32, and then we'll do another Game of Thrones recap as well. That will be episode 33.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. That's our upfronts.
Cool.
Thanks for listening, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.